Carrie Lake gears up for close race against pro-amnesty Democrat. By Wendell Hussebo on May 22, 2024. Carrie Lake's race for Arizona's open Senate seat remains extremely competitive against radical leftist Representative Ruben Gallego, Diaz. With just about 6 months until Election Day, Lake's polling numbers show she continues to narrow Gallego's shrinking lead. Gallego led by 7 points in February, 4 points in March, and now leads by only 2 points in the latest poll for April, a statistical tie, Emerson Polling found. Lake's race is one of 9 Senate races that will decide the balance of the Senate: Ohio, Montana, Wisconsin, Nevada, Arizona, Michigan, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Maryland. The map heavily favors Republicans. Gallego faces a tough battle to defeat Lake in part because he is tied to President Joe Biden's brand. Many vulnerable Democrat senators running for election are distancing themselves from Biden. Soaring costs and the president's policies of open borders and war on American energy might not play well among swing state voters, they fear. Polling in Arizona suggests Gallego's campaign is suffering from Biden being atop the Democrat ticket. Biden's disapproval rating in the state is in the high 50s. Half of the voters say Gallego is too much like Biden, and another 2/3 say the country is on the wrong track. Ruben Gallego can try to distance himself from Biden all he wants, but he won't be able to run from his progressive record. Ruben has voted with Joe Biden 100% of the time, even more than radicals like Ock, Alex Nichol, Lake's campaign spokesperson, told Breitbart News. Arizonans know it, and they know that Biden-Gallego policies are responsible for the pain they feel at home. Additional polling found that undecided voters could break for Lake with former President Donald Trump atop the Republican ticket, the Lake campaign reported in a memo Tuesday. Among the all-important undecided voters, Joe Biden has a 74% disapproval rating and Gallego only has a 35% unfavorable rating among those voters. Once voters know that Gallego has been a rubber stamp for Biden, those undecided voters will coalesce behind Carrie Lake. Not to mention, the generic Republican leads in the ballot, 48% to 45%, and among the undecided they prefer the Republican, 55%/36%. These undecided voters are more Republican and they vote for Donald Trump, 55%/26%, which means the undecided should be significantly more inclined to vote for Carrie Lake. Gallego appears to align himself with Biden's open border policies. He told voters the open border issue is not as important or as salient in Arizona as it is in other states. He also supported the recent amnesty package backed by the establishment. Recent polling shows border security is the top issue in Arizona. Over 1.7 million known gotaways, illegal aliens, escaped into the United States under the Biden administration, according to the House Oversight Committee. When Carrie Lake gets to the Senate, she will work with President Trump to reverse the disastrous Biden-Gallego policies and champion a return to the America First policies that provided our country with 4 years of historic peace and prosperity, Nichol said. Wendell Hussebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former GOP war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHussebo or on Truth Social @WendellHussebo.